What's up, everybody?
This is DC.
And I'm here to talk about One Piece. It's going to be a quick recap of the last two chapters and the current chapter. I mean, there's not really much to say. It ain't like a lot happened. You know what I mean? It's
we've basically been just slowly going through everything.
And, you know, it's just a little something, baby. Now I'm gonna be real. These last couple of chapters have been amazing. Like, super amazing. Because we're finally in Wano, like everybody knows. Luffy and everybody get separated. Let's go back to the old chapters. Because I'm just dropping this because I didn't get a chance to drop the last chapter reviews or whatever. But the last couple of chapters, Luffy and them finally make it to Wano. They're on open sea. They're hitting these terrible waters and everything. They see these carp are huge. So Luffy grab a hold of one of them. And you know what's kind of funny? For a rubber guy, a devil fruit user who can't fucking swim, Luffy sure do jump in the water a lot. You know, like he's not afraid to jump in the water, which is crazy as hell. But I digress. Luffy grabs a carp trying to eat it. And everybody else is panicking because they're going towards a waterfall that's going up in the sea. So they figure that they're actually in a lake now, and not the sea. It's just a huge fucking lake. Luffy comes back to the ship because he couldn't wrestle down the carp, and everybody is like panicking. So Luffy grabs two giant carps and they carry them up the waterfall. Once they get up the waterfall, they see a whirlpool of some sort, and everybody falls into the whirlpool. Well, Sanji saves Carrot and Nami, and Chopper's like, Sanji, save us too, and Sanji's like, nah, beat it, you know what I mean? So Luffy tells him, hey, we'll catch up, just go ahead. Sanji leaves. Luffy throws Chopper and Brook, and he gives a fling himself, and the fucking octopus that was just chilling on the boat out of nowhere, grabs Luffy and like let in panics with Luffy while they're both on the boat. You know, oh, the funny thing is about that chapter, I don't know if anybody noticed, but when Luffy told Sunny go, hey, we'll find you eventually. Sunny go like actually had like a panicked face, and I thought that was like super fucking funny. But anyway, Luffy, Sunny go, and this octopus goes down this whirlpool. Luffy wakes up in like a off on the shore with the Sunny go like pretty much tipped over. As Luffy looks around, a giant baboon comes out of nowhere with a sword, with a katana. And then I forgot what they call them. Those Japanese dogs, like those old Japanese dogs. I forgot what they call them though. But anyway, they just start fighting out of nowhere. Luffy's not really caring. All he says to him is, hey, don't touch my boat. Which I thought was hilarious. I thought that was stupid as hell of Luffy. I mean, you know, he don't give a fuck. But he goes about his business. I mean, he tries to anyway. These bandits are carrying this package, and this package has a person in it. And they're like, you're part of that group that's against us, so we're going to sell you to the black market. Which is fucked up, because then you find out they were carrying a little girl, and they were going to sell her to the black market. And we all know what was going to happen. Pieces of shit. Luckily, Luffy was chilling. They saw him, and was like, oh, there's this random guy. He must be friends with him. Let's attack him. Luffy was about, I want to say, he had to be 100, maybe 150 feet away from them, and just backhand the hell out of the niggas, because they was geared to shoot him. He dropped one dude. Then the other dude tried to attack him. Luffy, you know, Luffy just beat the hell out of him. I'm not even going to explain this. Luffy beat the hell out of him. And then he saves a little girl, and she automatically calls him Big Brother. Oh my God, you saved my life. Thank you so much. Then the monkey is there. I forgot, they tried to get the monkey to attack Luffy. Luffy looked at the monkey like, what? What you going to do? And the monkey just like, nothing. I'm chilling. What's up? So turns out after they got defeated, it turns out that the little girl actually has a devil fruit. She can make, I want to say mochi? Not mochi. Dango. She can make dango out of her cheeks. She can pull out her cheeks. So I'm guessing that's where she gets it from. I mean, the only place she can pull it from. But she can pull dango off her cheeks. And she hands it to the baboon, and the baboon joins their squad. And they start leaving. to thank Luffy. She takes him to her village where she's learning to become a ninja, or a samurai. I think it's a ninja. And she thanks him by feeding him some food. It was a little portion, like probably big enough for a regular person to be, you know, full off of. Luffy, you know, Luffy munched that down with ease. And then a Tengo, I think they call it a Tengo, which is like a devil or a demon in the Japanese lore, comes in. But, it's a little girl's master. He comes in. He's upset with Luffy because Luffy ate all the food. He's like, how dare you eat that little girl's food? You know, she don't eat all year. All she eats is like, I think he said all she drinks is like water or something. Like, she just like something that won't fill her up. She just eats something that it won't fill her up. I forgot what he said. But, you know, Luffy's like, yo, she gave me the food. I apologize, you know, but she gave me the food. Then she comes in because she was drinking water trying to hide her hunger because she was hungry as hell. She comes back telling her master, like, he saved me. It's okay. I gave him that food to thank him for saving me. So, Luffy finds out. We're going to skip ahead. Luffy finds out that the little girl is sitting there waiting on Ace to come back because he promised her that he would come back and take her with him to be a pirate, not knowing that he died. So Luffy breaks the news to her, and this is going to the next chapter. Luffy breaks the news. This is, I think, the current chapter, actually. Luffy breaks the news to her. She passes out. Now, in this current chapter, Luffy prepares to take this little girl to the doctor because apparently she's sick. She either died from hunger or something's wrong with her. I forgot what it was. And he grabs the Tengetsu, the little girl's master, gets him an outfit, you know, so he can blend in. Luffy grabs a sword and like, I'm going to take this sword with me, and I'm going to take her, and I promise I'm going to make sure she's all good. I promise to make sure she's going to be all right. Turns out the sword he has is one of the 20 great swords out there. But it's cursed. Another cursed sword. So Zoro might be losing another sword and gaining this sword. Possibly. But it's a cursed sword. The dude pleaded with Luffy not to take the sword with him. So Luffy was like, give me the sword you got then. He's like, I can't. This sword is another great sword also. So I can't give you this sword. It's an heirloom. So that's two legendary swords that could possibly go to Zoro if things go wrong during these fights. We know for sure the one sword he's not going to lose is the sword he got from his childhood friend, the sword that his childhood friend had. We know he's not going to lose that one, but he could possibly lose these other swords. What I'm saying is I hope that during this time on Wano, Zoro meets somebody that makes him go all out and makes him fight like real hard, so we can see exactly how destructive he is now, because we still haven't seen Zoro at his max, and I'm curious as fuck. I want to know, because I'm getting tired of looking at Zoro and looking at an opponent and being like, well, this isn't going to be much effort, you know what I mean? Like, it's gotten to that point, and it's sad as fuck. Now, I'm not saying Zoro could beat Doflamingo, I'm not saying Zoro can beat Katakuri or anybody like that, but we've seen Luffy struggle like a motherfucker against all these characters, but we haven't seen Zoro struggle not once. So I want to see Zoro get out there and fucking struggle, like, to beat somebody. That would be dope as hell. So back to the story. Luffy carrying the little girl, the dog comes and picks him up and is like, yo, I'm gonna take y'all. Well, he don't say it, but pretty much that's what he's implying. So Luffy jumps on the little girl's back, and as they're riding along, you can see, like, Luffy runs into that desolate wasteland. And we learn, because the little girl wakes up, Luffy sees, like, a big pig, and then he sees a giant tiger behind it, and then behind the giant tiger, he sees, like, an alligator shark chasing it. So it's like a tiger chasing the warthog, the alligator shark chasing the tiger. So Luffy's like, they look delicious. I want to eat them. The little girl tells him, you can't. The water around here is polluted, so these animals have been drinking it, so that makes them poisonous now. And so Luffy's like pissed as hell, pissed off. And so that's fucked up that they made those possible delicious meals poisonous, so I can't eat them. Even though we all know that Luffy could possibly eat them and survive now. And survive, because I'm pretty sure the poison ain't that bad, not compared to that poisonous fish. But they keep going, and they see someone running in the distance. And as they see someone running, Luffy's like, yo, somebody's running in the distance. And then all of a sudden, They were running in distance. They were running from a group of bandits or a group of people. And as they're running from a group of people, all of a sudden they get dropped. And I'm skipping ahead. I'm going to go back because I got some more information that from the chapter, but I really want to introduce the next character. But they get dropped. And they we learned that the person that dropped them was none other than Roronoi Zoro himself. And the lady's like, oh my God, I can't believe you saved me. I owe you a great debt. How can I repay you? Zoro's like, I want booze. I don't have any booze. Well, go find me some booze if you want to repay me, you know, being Zoro. And so Luffy sees Zoro, shouts him, Zoro, I'm over here. So Zoro's like, oh, that's where you were. Luffy jumped all on Zoro. So happy to see him. So after that, Zoro tells him, hey, Luffy, we got plenty of meat here. You know, we can eat as much as we want. Luffy warns Zoro that, hey man, we can't be eating this meat, it's poison. He's like, that's why my stomach hurt. I don't know where here comes, fuck, what's his name? I want to say that it's one of the 10, one of the worst generation captains. Basil? Nah, that ain't Basil. The witch doctor, dude. I'm not even gonna say his name. I told you I'm bad with names. The witch doctor. The witch doctor comes and, like, it's like, oh, Straw Hat, you're here. I knew something was going on. I hope you guys are ready to be stopped. And the epicness begins because Luffy and Zoro are gearing up to fight these motherfucking Kaido goons. Now, I want to say Basil, but it ain't Basil. Brazel? I don't know. The 10 worst generation that turns into that, like, cursed puppet. And he gets multiple opportunities to not die. You know, like, to survive. He shows up. And he joined Kaido's group, so he don't get that ass tied out. So him, Luffy, and Zoro are about to fight along with some other groups, along with some lesser characters. Now, back to, I'm going back, I just wanted to hear skip to that, because that was like an epic moment, and I damn near pissed my pants from excitement. But going back some, we learned that Ace came on his village. Ace came on an island. They got washed up. The people from that little girl's village was starving. Because the Shogun is not taking care of the people at all, obviously, from Kaido and them joint coming to the island. But the Shogun's not taking care of his people. So people are starving all over. Most of the, other than where Kaido and the Shogun is, most of the rest of Wano is messed up. It's all wasteland, abandoned, it's lawless, basically. So Ace and them come, they get shipwrecked. The people from the little girl's village come tie Ace and them up and eat all their food and drink their water. Ace and them break out their bonds easily. And they're like, yo, if y'all want, pretty much like, if y'all were hungry, we could have helped y'all. You know, how can we help y'all? You know, we could get y'all some food. And I thought that was the dopest shit, because that just shows how we know Ace was a kind person. We know, and we know Whitebeard was a good person also, you know, basically just helping the weak. So it's just, it was dope to see. The little girl was impressed by Ace and everybody. She wanted to join their crew. And he told her, when you become basically like a beautiful ninja, I'll let you join. But then he dies, obviously. So we also learned that because of Kaido and the Shogun, everybody's starving. Only Kaido and the Shogun have good food, meat, and, you know, clean meat, clean water, you know, other than, they're the only ones that have it. Everybody else is basically about to die. I mean, they're starving, they're trying to survive, they're desperate to survive. And I thought that was fudged up. But, you know, this is why Luffy and them is at now. This is about to be fixed, hopefully. Probably not, but I hope, actually, now that we're done with the story, I'm about to go off course really a lot, but this is what I hope. I hope that Luffy and them lose. I know. What the fuck, DC? What are you thinking? Well, I hope that they lose, because if Luffy and them beat a Yonko right now, in my opinion, it would be disrespectful to what the Yonko mean to the One Piece universe. You know what I mean? Like, to fight a Yonko, you would need, at least in my opinion, two admirals. at least. And I'm stating that off of a sick white beard that was able to go toe-to-toe, and when he fought seriously, beat the shit out of a admiral. You know what I mean? Like, he beat the shit out of an admiral. That was a sick, weakened white beard that was able to do that. So you got a healthy, strong Kaido, along with his three calamities. I wonder if they got Jack. If they got Jack, if not, they only got two. But three calamities. You got a healthy Jack. I mean, healthy Kaido with his calamities. And you tell, there's no way in hell Luffy and them will be able to beat them. You know, just them. What about the Shogun's top guards? What about the Shogun's, you know what I mean? Unless the Shogun is actually afraid and he's like, yo, I ain't got no choice but to follow Kaido, then I understand why he wouldn't help them. I mean, why he would help them. But I don't know if that's the case. It might be, but I don't know if that's the case. You know, I don't want Luffy and them to win. I want them to lose. Then I want them to say some shit like, hey, like he told Big Mom, I'll be back to beat you. Maybe not now, but I'll be back to beat you. And then I want him to come back after like a training session, you know, of him mastering his haki, him mastering his devil fruit, because we still haven't seen him. We know for sure he doesn't know how to use awakening with his devil fruit. So I want him to actually be able to awaken his devil fruit and master his haki and master every form of it. And, you know, like, yo, okay, now I'm a serious contender. I have Gear 4th and maybe more, because I don't think Gear 4th is the last transformation. Obviously, everybody knows that. But I have these transformations, and each one of them is devastating. And I'm a contender for Yonko, because in my opinion, Luffy is nowhere near ready to be a Yonko. Nowhere near ready. And we all know that, because he struggled with help to beat Doflamingo. That's Doflamingo. He struggled with help and breaks. Like, he had breaks, he had help, you know, he had a bunch of opportunities. The person he was fighting gave him a handicap. Katakuri gave him a handicap, gave him breaks, like, didn't chase him down really. He chased him, but he didn't really like go all out. He waited for him. When his sister cheated Luffy, when he dodged his attack, Katakuri was like, oh, so she cheated, I'm gonna stab myself with this harpoon. But we all know at the end of the day, if that didn't happen, Katakuri would have beat the fuck out of Luffy, and no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we looked at it, and at the end, to me, Luffy might have won the war, but he lost the fight. And he only won that war because Katakuri gave up. You know, so that's just too much of a handicap for him. That's too much giving Luffy these victories. I'm giving you these victories. You're not earning them. Not like Zoro, not like everybody else. You're not earning these victories. You're not winning these fights by your strength alone. These people giving you, Oda's pretty much giving Luffy these victories, and I don't like that. I need Luffy to start struggling to win again. I need him to go all out and win, because you can't beat no Yonko like that. Not at all. If it was Big Mom, she would have crushed Luffy with ease. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't have been no competition. So that's why I want him to lose. I want him to lose against Kaido. I want him to try his hardest to try to save these people from Kaido and the Shogun, and then get defeated and have to run for his life again. Not like how drawn out it was with Big Mom, but like, I want him to run. Like, we can't beat him. He's too strong, and get the fuck out of there. But at the same time, there are other worse generations, but there were three of them before when Kaido fell in front of them. And he obviously washed their ass, because he got most of them to join him. He has Drake. He has Basil. I don't know his name. He has the piano map. Apu. I know Apu. Because he's like a quirky character, so I can definitely remember him. But he has, and then he has Kid locked up. Now, if Luffy and them can find Kid, maybe Kid can say a weakness that Kaido has. I doubt he does. I mean, obviously he don't have a weakness if he can't be killed. Plenty of people have tried, and it just hasn't happened. I just... I don't see the way Luffy and them can win, even if they get the reinforcement. They don't have Marco anymore. Marco's not coming. So how can they win? I don't see it coming. I don't see it happening. You know, I don't see them winning at all. And I think that should be the thing. I think that should happen. Forget what the others fans say. Luffy and them should lose. This should be a loser fight. They should try their hardest and lose. Get out of there and realize we still need to get stronger. You know, we still need to go. We still got some building to go because these people are too strong for us. Go meet up with Shanks or somebody and learn from him. You know what I mean? Or go on your own, the whole crew, go on their own and just go train their high key levels. Get everybody to learn high key or something like that. I don't know. But I just think they should lose. But anywho, it's been 20 minutes. I've been talking. Been a lot of noise in the background. I apologize for that. But y'all know how this goes. I just speak my mind. Y'all listen to it. I think I'm going to start adding more anime into it because I'm reading different mangas. I'm reading different mangas. And, you know, I'm just into different stuff. So I might start doing God of High School. I might start doing Kingdom, which is one of my favorite mangas out there right now. I might start doing Kingdom. I might start doing Gosho. Dang, I forgot how to pronounce it. It's a lot of Noblesse. A Hero Academia. I might start doing that one, definitely. I might start doing Food Wars, since that's closing, to get ready to gear up, close, be done. And what else might I start doing? I might start doing a lot of different other manga, so I can just won't be talking about One Piece. And we have more variety. I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you agree with me when it comes to the... I don't know if y'all can like this or not. But if you agree with me when it comes to Luffy and them having to become stronger, because I know everybody sees this, he needs to be stronger, no matter what transformation he gets. Because even when, I said this is over, but wait a minute. Even when he got that new transformation, the Snake Man, when he got that transformation for Katakuri, because it was fast enough to redirect to where Katakuri, even though he uses 3 second prediction, even though he uses 3 second prediction, it could hit him anyway. Even when he got that, Katakuri was still washing his ass. I mean, literally beating the shit out of him. The sexiest shit, which I can't wait to see animated. The sexiest shit I've seen was when Luffy was using Snake Man and it kept bouncing. And Katakuri dodged each and every attack and then roundhouse the shit. Well, probably, that was probably like a wheelbarrow kick or whatever. But I'm going to say roundhouse. And roundhouse the shit out of Luffy. I'm just saying, he's not ready. He's not ready for Kaido and them. He used Con Gong on Big Mom and she withstood it with ease, just laughing. You know, it's just too much power. He's not on that level yet. He needs to get stronger. He needs somebody to train him more and to get him to that level where he can. I know Rayleigh said, to be stronger, to upgrade your high key from here, you have to fight strong enemies. Yeah, I get that. I don't like it because then that shit just tells us that Luffy is going to beat strong enemies just because he has to. I don't like that at all. Like, he has to be strong enemies. That's the only reason he wins, even though they clearly dominate him in power. Katakuri clearly dominated him in power. Not just with his Kamboshina Haki. Not just with that, but with strength, speed, power. That was the same as strength. power, speed, Kamboshina, hardening. The hardening Haki. You know what I mean? Like, he was a Luffy level B, Katakuri's level S. So it's not the same. You can't. It'll ruin the story. But I believe in Oda. I believe in Oda, and I believe that Oda is gonna say, okay, these characters, they can't win. I believe that's gonna happen. I believe Oda is gonna give us some great story. So, like I was saying, I gotta go before I rant again. Matter of fact, hold on. Hey, I'm tired of motherfuckers talking about Sanji. Talking about how they think Sanji just didn't do enough and Sanji sucks now and all this other shit. Do y'all realize the shit we got to see from Sanji? Sanji and I said I was gonna leave, but I can't. I gotta finish it. I'm sorry. Sanji moved so fast that he was able to kick Oven, grab Chiffon, put her under a blanket with himself, and nobody sees it in an instant. You know how fast that is? You know how powerful? Like, he kicked Oven through a wall. Oven didn't even see where that came from. Pound tried to take advantage of that. That was me. Ah, no, I don't believe that. But did not see it. You know what I mean? So that's just, my God. You know what I mean? Like, my God. That's crazy. So I think, you know, I think people need to get off of Sanji. I mean, he fought Dafuku head to head. And Dafuku had enough power to easily destroy his genie anyway, destroy big ships, like vessels. You know what I mean? He's just cutting them in half. His genie is cutting them in half. And Sanji was fighting him head to head easily, like on par with him. I wouldn't say easily, because they didn't even get to, we didn't see them fight, but we saw them go at it, where he stopped it multiple times. The time when he tried to cut Carrot, the time when they was at the party and he kicked it. And, you know, it's just been multiple times where Sanji has stopped this blade with his legs, not using hardening on it, not being, you know, not using the, just, you know, just fighting, you know. So it's, Sanji is stronger than what everybody is saying he is. We just haven't seen it yet. I agree. I want to see some shit from Sanji too, but it's clear we're getting bits and pieces that he is still strong, that he is strong. You know what I mean? I still believe that Luffy is stronger than Zoro. I still believe Sanji and Zoro are still, like, even. Zoro might be a little stronger. I can get that to him with confidence, because we've seen Zoro fight stronger characters than Sanji has fought. You know, and win. You know, so Zoro might be a little stronger, but I don't think he's that strong. I think if I had to rate this the strength, Luffy would be a 10, Zoro would be a 9, and Sanji would be an 8.9. That's how close I think they are. And fuck whoever don't agree. But anyway, y'all, I gotta go. I appreciate you for listening. I know this is jumbled up, and I apologize, but I hope you guys fucking love it, because, you know, fuck it if you don't. And I'll be back next week with multiple episodes of different manga that I'm actually reading. And hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys view it. Thank you for listening. Peace.